The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we're now going to do Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah with the emphasis on the Megillah in preparation for Purim. And just to note, I know we said this before, but there's the classic question. It should either be Hilchos Megillah v'Ner Chanukah, or Challah, or it should be Hilchos Purim v'Chanukah. So it's interesting he says Megillah v'Chanukah. Yesh bechlalan shtei mitzvos asei midivrei sofrim v'ina min haminyan uvir shtei mitzvos elu b'prakim elu. That's a generous footnote there. Let's read that footnote. Minyan ha-mitzvos, midivrei sofrim, mitkanas chachamim, midrabanan. Okay, fine. So let's just explain what midivrei sofrim is. V'ina min haminyan. Ina min haminyan taryag mitzvos ela mitkanas chachamim. Okay, fine. So it's not from the 613, but it's one of the tkanas chachamim. Tom kriyas megillah b'purim. Oh, actually, I want to reread this. We read this earlier in the year also.
Yeah.
This is at the end of the Minyan HaMitzvos in the Mishnah Torah. Shehanaviim, so what's the idea of Kriyas HaMegillah, the reason for Kriyas HaMegillah? Shehanaviim im Beis Din tiknu v'tzivu likros HaMegillah ba'onasa, that the Naviim with Beis Din decreed and commanded to read the Megillah in its time. Kedei lahazkir shvachav shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, in order to recount the praises of God, u'teshuot she'afalanu, and the salvations that he did for us, or wrought for us, if you want to be fancy. And he was close to our outcry. In order, meaning this is going, Levarcho is going back on Likros, right? In order to bless him and praise him. In order to make known to the later generations, the coming generations, that it is true what the Torah promised us. Who is the great God who is close to us, and that is B'chol Kareinu Lav, whenever we call to him. And in this manner is every mitzvah that is derabanan, bein asei bein lof asei, whether it is asei and lof asei. He doesn't mean that it's for the same purpose. He means that it has a purpose that's rooted in the Torah. In Yana Shal Chanukah. Yeah, that is a concept I want to explore a little bit later on, because I do still feel like if you asked people, you did one of those man on the street interviews, and you asked Jews, what idea does Purim come to teach us? They definitely would talk about God's salvation, but salvation in response to tefillah, I think, is not the first thing that comes to people's minds. Mm-hmm. And even in the Megillah itself, like, it sounds like God's responding to their tainus, you know? There's no, like, actual depiction of the Jews davening, even though surely they davened because they're doing Zalka Beit Sarah, but,
yeah.
So that's something to keep in mind that I want to explore a little bit more. Okay, so let's go. Perek Rishon. Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmanah. Different phrase than Ba'onasa. I don't know what the difference between Ona and Zman is. The reading of the Megillah in its time, mitzvahs asei midivrei sofrim. It is a positive command from the Rabbanan.
And it's interesting that, I remember from Chanukah, like, he starts with the whole story.
Yes. Yeah, correct. Right. So I think there is a good reason for that, though.
If we have the Megillah.
Yeah. And I've heard that explained in the context of the Mishnah Torah as Torah Tevel Peh, that it appears with Torah Shebichtav. So if you have the story in Torah Shebichtav, then that's kind of assumed that you're already reading that. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, like, person will read Torah Shebichtav first and then read this and know Torah Shebichtav Kula, but you would not get the Hanukkah story from Torah Shebichtav. Yeah, good observation, though. All right, but what are you doing? She Tekanah of Nevi'im. Such a strange thing. And the matters are known that it is a Tekanah of the Nevi'im. Mm-hmm. I guess probably, what would you guys be referring to there?
The fact that they needed a W to
be Mitzvah. I was understanding the pshat differently. That he's saying it is known that Megillah is at the Tekanas Nevi'im, not that Megillah required Nevi'im to be Mitzvah in it. I mean, like, historical fact. Like, this is a well-known fact that Megillah was established by Nevi'im.
Yeah.
I think probably because it talks about the establishment of the holiday at the end of the Megillah.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that I guess it's known that Mordechai and Esther were Nevi'im and that they needed to, you know, let's say, for example, like, the history of Hanukkah of how Hanukkah was made into a holiday. Who knows that? I mean, I don't know that. Like, we had that thing with the Rav said that Ner Hanukkah wasn't introduced until after the Korban HaBayis. Like, I have no idea how Hanukkah, when Hanukkah, you know. But the story of the establishment of Megillah is, like, well known from the text. And I think probably because it's in the text, people know about a bunch of other stuff also, about, like, you know, petitioning the Sanhedrin and stuff. You know, that's my guess. I don't know for sure. V'kol chayavim b'kriyatza. Everyone is obligated in its reading. Anashim v'nashim v'gerim v'avanim b'shucharim. Men, women, converts. Here I assume it's Geri Tzedek. Servants who are freed. That's interesting also. Wait. Regular avanim are not chayav?
Yes, no.
That's weird, right? Because usually avanim and nashim are chayav in mitzvos she'enan shelot mangrama.
Weird.
Yeah, I've never noticed that before. Footnote.
Right, I guess women are only included because.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. But then if you're Evan Meshuchrar, you become Jewish.
Right.
So, I mean, you're not halakhically different than a Gera, right? And let's look at the footnote here. Avadi Meshuchrarim. Evan Kanani Shinitbal Lashem Avdus Vihishtakar, Tova Vadino Ki Yisrael, Kol Davar. So maybe he means someone who has not yet Tovold, like he's in this, like, halfway state.
Right.
Yeah, there's an article in the recent Chakira magazine about what the status is. I didn't read it yet. About what the status is of Jews, let's say, like, a Jewish male who does who is preparing to convert, and let's say, like, I don't know, let's say, like, he gets Mila and then he's on his way to the mikvah and then he just dies of a heart attack. Mm-hmm. So, like, do you bury him in a Jewish cemetery or not? And, like, that article started to deal with, like, these in between cases, and sounds like this is an in between case, because if he were freed and he did Mila and Tevila, he would be a full Ger, you know?
Right.
Or a full Jew. Okay. Unless he's just spelling it out in the same way that, like, I don't know, unless he's just spelling it out that it is a different, his Jewish status did come about in a different way than the Ger did.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Sure. Right. I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. Umechanthin es haktanim likrosa. And we train the children to read it. Now, I don't know, what was it? you mean in terms of, like, the actual Kriya?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you're Rabbi Maruf's daughter, for her bas mitzvah, learned to read the entire Megillah and did Megillah readings for women, which I think is, like, the coolest, like, bas mitzvah project I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
I don't know where the Rambam's first mention of chinuch is. I'm just going to check in the index and see if, oh, this is not the full index one. All right, I have the index here. This Rambam. Rambam needs to be put in Geniza. Chinuch. Chinuch. Okay, so he talks about Talmud Torah chinuch. Looking for mitzvos. Chinuch mitzvos. Okay, so Shabbos 12:7 and 24:11 are the first places where he mentions chinuch for mitzvos. Why didn't I list this one, though? I guess the reason why I'm bringing it up is this, like, why does he need to mention that if chinuch is something we usually do? You know, can we actually, do you mind if we look at those two halakhos really quick?
Sure.
All right, let's look at so Shabbos. What did I just say? Shabbos 12:7. I'm just going to stop sharing and share the. I'm guessing that's talking about training them to keep Shabbos.
No. Well, it's about the Kabbalists.
Oh, interesting. Right, not for Shabbat l'chabo. So if a non-Jew comes to extinguish a fire, in omrim lo kabe ve'al tekabe, we don't say extinguish and don't extinguish. Mipnei she'ein shiviyatasa aleinu, because his resting is not our responsibility. Al katan Shabbat l'chabo, in shomin lo v'hu shiye osei al das aviv. But a katan who comes to extinguish, in shomin lo, we don't listen to him. This is if he's acting on behalf of his father. He's doing it on his own volition. Basin is not commanded to separate him. But with, like, a large fire, they permitted to say anyone who extinguishes will not lose. Right, that's the classic thing. All right, so that's not really about chinuch per se. That's about being mitzaveh to remove from Israel. What about Shabbos 24:11? No.
Yeah.
Similar thing, similar case about what we tell them to do or not do. I thought there was one in Lulav, but I'm not seeing the reference here. Okay, yeah, I don't know. Yes, I guess I don't know. I don't know what to make of the fact that the Rambam says Machanfin Lakrotha. Yeah, all right. Leave it for now. Okay, next. Vafilu kohanim va'avodasim mevatlin avodasim ubayin lishmoa mikra megillah. Again, here in my woeful lack of knowledge of Mikdash, I don't know if this is an exceptional case. Like, it sounds really exceptional, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And it, regardless of whether it's exceptional or not, it is very weird because avoda is like Del Risa,
yeah.
Ms. Durbanan. And it's not like, I mean, you got all day. And you don't have, I mean, I guess you also have all day for Mikdash stuff, depending on what it is. But, yeah, weird. V'chein mevatlin Talmud Torah l'mikra megillah. Oh, even bigger. V'raz mevatlin Talmud Torah for mikra megillah. Kal v'chomer l'shar mitzvot shel Torah. Wow, okay, this is a weird opening. All the more so for the other mitzvot of the Torah. Kulan nidichin mipnei mikra megillah. All of them are pushed aside because of mikra megillah. V'ein l'cha davar t'nidichin mikra megillah mipanav chut mimeitz shein lo kovrin. There's nothing that stands in the way. Sorry, there's nothing that is... There's nothing that Mikra Megillah is pushed aside beforehand because of except for a dead body that has no barriers. Because the one who encountered it first should bury it and then he should read. Yeah, that's an explosive opening to the halachic section. I mean, you definitely get this impression that it's very, very important. That's the right. Everyone is obligated in it. You train the kids. You're not mevatel. You're mevatel livor. You're not mevatel yet. Yeah.
Is that like because it's a derabanan? Like that? You really like this is really.
That's a good question. I'm inclined to say that it's because of the like the tom of the thing, not because it's derabanan. Because there are a lot of derabanans we don't. Netilas yidayim on bread. You know, brachos tefillah. Like you know, it's a. Yeah, very, very strange. Yeah, I've never actually looked into the sugya either, in the Gemara's about this. Let's look at the footnote here on Hakatanim. Ben Hakatan Migil Yud Gimel, Shana V'Yom Echad, Bach Hakatan Migil Yud Beid, Shana V'Yom Echad, Oshalo Hevi Yishtei Tz'arot, Kamakam Ha'erva, Shem Chayav Mikrins Migil Midin Chinuch. Okay, oh, what? Nachalos? Is that what he talks about, Chinuch? Let me look that up. Nachalos. I would not guess that. Stop share.
That's in
Mishpatim.
Yeah.
Oh, I finally get to click on my Sefer Mishpatim. The Sefer Mishpatim, I think it is clicked by me even less than like Sefer than like the Tumah Tahara stuff.
Yeah,
I think. Nachalos, what did he say? You'd Yud Aleph Yud? Okay. Yud Aleph Yud. Oh, interesting. Apotropin, that's how you say it, I think. So this is the like custodians. Look at the where's the introduction to this topic here? Yeah, I keep on going off also. Okay, the very first halacha. Ma'ul shel yisomim sheniach lahen avihen ein trichon apotrovos allocated osin behen. So the context of this whole thing is if you have orphans that were bequeathed money, then and I presume they're still minors, then what do we do with them?
Okay,
so then now going back to what we were looking at here in Yud, ha'apotropin osin l'kpanim sukkah v'lula v'titit v'shofar v'sefer Torah t'ilin mezodah megillah. Okay, so the apotropin do for them or make for them? I don't know how to read that. Klolot shodavar kol mitzvos ase shish la kitzba bein shihi midivrei sofrim bein shihi midivrei Okay, interesting. So it's, I guess it's talking about spending their money on these mitzvot, right? Like, in other words, if you are an orphan and then your guardian, and you have like money from your father, then your guardian can buy you a sukkah, even though it's only for chinuch. Yeah. Okay, fine. That's interesting. That's a weird place to mention chinuch.
Yeah.
Orphans.
All the way
in. Yeah. I really thought that there was another one in there in like Shofar Sukkah Velulov. All right. I'll have a look at it later. All right. Then, okay, fine. That was the opening. Onward. Echad HaKore. By the way, here's another thing also, is he doesn't introduce the mitzvah in the traditional way. Mitzvah likros esam gila pa'amayim v'yom ha'purim echa b'layla v'echa b'yom.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know, it's kriyas megillah v'zmana, and then who is obligated and what they, links they have to go through to do it. And then this next one, echa ha'korei v'echa ha'shomea min ha'korei yasi dechavaso. So one who reads and one who listens from the reader has fulfilled his obligation. And that is that he hears it, provided that he hears from someone who is obligated in his reading. So therefore, if the reader was a katan, which I guess this shows that being chayav mipnei chinuch does not count as being chayav in the mitzvah. Okay, I mean, pretty obvious, but so then one who hears from him is not yotze.
It can be, is he, maybe he's like describing the way that people normally experience this. Like, people usually aren't reading it themselves, like they're usually hearing.
Yeah, that's true. But then he does introduce it as a kriyat ha-megillah.
Yeah, so that is what it is, but it's a,
I mean, it still is weird that he doesn't, like, introduce it by saying that you have to read it. You know, I'm curious how he introduces the mitzvah to of Kriyat Torah.
Yeah.
You check that out?
Sure.
You know where to find it?
Yeah. I actually just read this on Shabbos.
Oh, nice.
I don't, not like the whole thing.
I think it's in, you know, yeah, Tefillah, I think it's 10, or am I making that up? No, not 10. 12, 11?
Yeah,
12. Okay. Right. See, that's what I would expect.
Right.
Right. Is that, you know, that they were masakin to read the Megillah, you know, on B'leil Purim and U'yom Purim. And here also, you're listening to it. Now I know the structure of the mitzvah is different. Yeah. Oh, by the way, that's a weird machlokas. I saw there's a shita. I forgot which rishon it is. There's a shita who hold that women are not chayav in kriyas hamegillah. They're chayav in shmiyas hamegillah. I don't know what's up with that. Yeah. Oh, another thing also, just to note, if I ask you just point blank, what are the preconditions to be yotei shmei ka'oneh? Like, what would you have to do to be yotei mitzvah shmei ka'oneh?
You'd have to listen, have kavana that you're going to be yotei.
Okay.
And the other person has to be kavana that you're going to be yotei.
Okay.
And they have to be similar to this guy.
Okay, good. So why doesn't the Rambam mention that you have to have kavana to be yotei?
I guess you don't have to.
Yeah. So I'm fairly certain that this is the Rambam Shita, that only by brachos and tefillah do you have to have kavanah. And I just want to show you, just compare it to brachos. Look at, where would he talk about it in, I think it's in Hilchos Brachos. Let me see. Yeah. Look at Hilchos Brachos, Aleph, Yod Aleph. Got it?
No. Aleph Yod Aleph?
Yeah. Full, So I think it must be a machlokas rishonim that, because I mean, I feel like everyone, or maybe, I don't know, certainly here, they announce when you hear the Megillah that you have to have in mind to be yote shmei ka'oneh.
Right.
You know, but I'm pretty sure the Rambam does not pass in that way, as we see from here,
yeah.
Which would mean also just as not, again, not as a psak, but like if you forgot to have kavanah or something like that, it sounds like the Rambam would say you're yotzei, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also remember looking at the source of the, it's been a while since I looked at it, but the source in the Gemara, for Shemek Oneh Bichlal, is this instance, I forgot which king it was, someone read a sefer in front of the king, and then the pasuk says that it describes the reading to the king.
Oh, you know? In your
it might be Yirmiyahu. Yeah, I'm not sure though. And I remember Rabbi Zucker made the point that, like, and again, this kind of depends on how much you read into drachos. But Rabbi Zucker made the point that, like, what are you going to say that he had in mind Shemek Oneh? You know, yeah, okay. And also when we didn't talk about it in Hallel. Never mind. Yeah. Okay. But here, certainly, you have to. But the thing is, you definitely have to be five on the same level, right? Okay. Mitzvah likros ef kula. Okay. Now he's trying to get into what the mitzvah is. Is a mitzvah to read all of it? Right. Because that I know is also machlokas in the Gemara about right. How much you read. Yeah. Mitzvah likrosa balayla uvayom. See, now he finally gets to it. It's mitzvah to read it by night and by day. Yeah, the whole halayla kasher the kriyas halayla. All night is fit for the reading of the night. Only yom kasher the kriyas yom, and all day is fit for the reading of the day. Umevarech kodem kriyasa balayla shalosh brachot, and you bless beforehand when you read it at night. Three brachot. Baruch Hashem Elokim Malcham Asher Kidushanu B'Mitzvotav Tzivanu Al Mikra Megillah. So on the reading of Megillah. Baruch Hashem Elokim Malcham She'ata Nitim Alfim Bayimim Hemuzmanazeh. The one who did miracles for our fathers in those days at the time, and Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shehecheinu V'kiyumenu V'kihigyeinu L'zaman Hazeh, who gave us life and preserved us and brought us to this time. Uvayom Eino Chozer Mevarech Shehecheinu. On the day, you do not go back and make a Shehecheinu. Yeah, I know there's a whole question here about what if you missed Shehecheinu on the... No. Never mind.
I think Toso says you do...
Okay, yeah. Meaning, and at night?
I think so. Uh-huh. Or maybe not at night and only at night.
Interesting.
Because, like, morning's acre.
Ah, right. Sounds familiar. Umahum, makum finahu levarach achareha, which is also strange. A makum that is knowing to be mevarach afterward, mevarach, so then they make a bracha. Baruchatah shem elokinim elchalam, hakel harav et rivinu v'hadan esineu. So the God who takes up our cause, I guess is the loose translation. V'hadana tineinu, and who judges our judgment or our case, v'hanokim esnikmasenu, and who takes vengeance on our behalf, v'hanifra lanu mitareinu, and who, I guess, nifra is weird. Because I would have been tempted to translate it as, the footnote says, nifra is mishalim lo'evinu kugmulan, who pays back our enemies according to their just deserts, like Puranus. I just don't know what the nifra is in the, you know.
Wasn't that the next one?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Mishalim gmulah kol oivin afshenu. Yeah. Unless oivin afshenu is different than sareinu. For example, like Haman might be an oivin afshenu, but all the people who would have joined in with him might be just Misareinu, I don't know. And he paid back retribution for all of the enemies of our soul. Baruch Hashem, Hakel Hanifra La'amo Yisrael Mikol Tzarehem, Hakel HaMoshiach. Blessed Yoshem, the God who exacts retribution for his people Israel from all of their enemies, the God, the Savior. So this the thing I don't understand is like this, is I know we have a pretty hardcore principle here that we don't make brachos that Ezra and the Anshei Knesset Gadol didn't establish. And like for that reason, we at least are noheg to not say brachos that are of dubious origin, you know, like Hanasa Noyev Koach. But like the Rambam has this thing of people who are noheg to say the bracha. So does that mean that he holds that the bracha came about as a result of a minhag? Or does he mean that like it was instituted as a minhag by Chazal? Yeah, strange. I just want to, I'll look at my own time, I guess, but I want to copy if there's anything there. Yeah, either way, it is strange. And the category of the bracha is also strange. Like how many mitzvos, and there are mitzvos, but how many mitzvos can you think of where we say a bracha after it?
Yeah.
There's Mila, I think, right? Yeah. I think. Or am I imagining that? Priest of Torah, we do, right? What else am I thinking of? C46 to try and Magid. I just want to make sure I'm not going crazy here.
Eating.
What was that?
Eating.
Are you saying Mila?
Eating.
Eating. Oh, yeah. Now I'm saying a mitzvah that we say a bracha before and after.
But isn't Birchas Mazon Deraisa?
Yeah, but eating is not a mitzvah. Oh. Like I'm saying, like when do we do a mitzvah that we say brachos before doing the mitzvah and we say brachos after doing the mitzvah? Like you say brachos before Hanukkah candles, but you don't say brachos after Hanukkah candles. Beautiful. For Mila, it is Hamal Hamavarach Kodim Shimo Brachos Shemalchem 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 Shemalchem. Alhamila, blah 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 blah. Avin Mavarach Bracha Acheres. Oh no, this bracha is beforehand. Wait, is there not? Why am I thinking? It's been a while. I was actually thinking about it this morning. It's been so long. I've not been at like a simcha for a very long time. You know, and it's yeah. All right, fine. What's the next halacha? All right, next halacha is the Zmanim. Well, I think this is a good place to stop for today because we're like 3 minutes from the end. That's okay. And then we'll start off with the Zmanim tomorrow. Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
All right, thanks.
All right, yeah.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.